So up next for contract negotiations is Ford, which is considered the weakest of the big three automakers right now. It suffered deeper U.S. sales declines this year than GM or Chrysler. Ford has plans to close 16 facilities by the year 2012. The company does have almost 60,000 hourly workers, which makes Ford only a little bit smaller than General Motors. But GM was in a position to bargain with the union on health care costs.
Now, GM agreed to increase retiree pensions because there was a pension surplus last year. At Ford, there's a different story. Ford's pension plan is underfunded by about $560 million. So that's likely to make Ford the toughest bargainer yet.